USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Winter weather and a surge in coronavirus cases causing all sorts of flight delays. More than 4,000 flights across the world canceled, 2,000 in and out of the United States. More than 1,000 flights in the U.S. seeing delays this day after New Year's. People in Kentucky and Alabama amongst those picking up from storm damage over the weekend. A possible tornado in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, damaged businesses. Power lines coming down in Hazel Green, Alabama, also causing damage to businesses and homes. And in Boulder County, Colorado, three people are missing and feared dead after a wildfire destroyed nearly 1,000 homes and evacuated thousands. This is USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
COVID-19 once again affecting college classes, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
With the new Omicron variant surging just as students are about to return from their winter break, dozens of colleges and high schools are moving classes online once again. Harvard is moving classes online for the first 3 weeks of the new year, with a return to campus scheduled for late January. Some students say starting the term remotely is becoming routine. So far, more than 70 colleges across 26 states are starting the term online, and others say they're considering it as well.
Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia accused of violating Twitter's COVID-19 misinformation policy. A personal account of hers has been suspended by the social media company. Representative's office says she was just tweeting statistics from the vaccine adverse event reporting system. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge has ruled in favor of a lawsuit against the San Diego Unified School District for implementing a vaccine mandate for students 16 and older. The legal challenge was filed after the school board unanimously approved the vaccine mandate for students. A superior court judge ruled in favor of the group, which argues the mandate contradicts state law. Well, it's a new year, and that means new laws on the books.
From marijuana to minimum wage, states across the country rang in the new year with new laws that went into effect. The nation's capital joining 15 states where recreational marijuana is now legal, New York becoming the second largest state after California where it's legal to light up. And while the federal minimum wage has stayed stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009, 29 states upped their minimum wage, with most topping $10 an hour. And in Illinois, Haley Martinez inspired a new law that will allow kids under 16 to run a lemonade stand without a permit, after hers was shut down by the health department. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The new year kicking off with a sky show, the Quadranted Meteor Shower, peaking overnight tonight. It's typically one of the strongest meteor showers of the year. It'll be best seen in the northern hemisphere late tonight and early tomorrow morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.